Sorry. Hi. Sorry to interrupt your drawing. I just had a quick question, and then I'll get out of your hair. I'm a little bit face blind, you see, and you are maddeningly familiar. Driving me crazy, actually. I'm sure I've seen you somewhere before, I just can't remember where. Wait. Hearing your voice again. It's coming back. You worked at the canteen next to the library, didn't you? Yeah, sometimes I'd see you with your sketchbook out. I remember you had completely different hair back then, though. God, it's incredible that you still remember my name, let alone my order, after, what, 9 months now? Your coffee got me through so many deadlines, you don't even know. Yeah, it's really good to see you. What brings you here, beside filling up your sketchbook? Oh, I'm sorry to hear you're feeling glum. Didn't you want to talk about it? Well, it's kind of a slow day. No big tours scheduled or anything. And I feel I kind of owe you one. Considering all those times you'd ask how my day was and I just sit and grouse at you about classes and work partners and all that. Like, I don't think I ever properly thanked you for listening back then. Well, yeah, it was a stressful time. But not so much that I had any right to bother you about it. You were a captive audience stuck behind that counter. God, thinking about it, I was such a self-absorbed twat. PG language at the Curiosity Bay, John? I never would have thought of myself as your regular back then, but yeah, I guess I was there an awful lot, wasn't I? I'm just glad I didn't make your shifts miserable. Oh, now you're having me on. Nobody looked forward to seeing me. I was such a sourpuss. Really, you mean that? I still have that doodle you gave me one time. You know, the one where I was a grumpy cat inside a cup of coffee. I know I kind of grumbled about it at the time, but yeah, I actually really liked it. God, I can't believe I forgot your face. Why would I forget something like that? You have such a nice face. Ooh. Yeah. I'm making this painfully awkward, aren't I? Well, I'm glad I can be an amusing distraction from your doldrums, at least. Oh. God. I see. I'm sorry you can't visit your gran on her birthday. It's sweet that you're going to the aquarium anyway, even if she can't accompany you. And you've been sketching sea creatures for her? Mind if I take a look? You drew Dan. Yeah, I can tell it's him. He's always wearing that rainbow medical bracelet. You got it there. He was probably doing target feeding with the Atlantic sturgeons. Some of our animals are too big or slow to get a decent share of food during normal feeding times, so the divers are there to make sure everyone gets enough to eat. Oh yeah, you'd be surprised how easy it is to train them. Well, maybe they train us. It's hard to tell sometimes. We observe their behavior, they observe us, and eventually they know to gather over here when it's their feeding time. Sometimes if it's me feeding the sturgeons, there's this one older female we've named Astrid. She loves hugs and belly rubs. They all do to some degree, but sometimes she doesn't even want the food first. She goes right in for the cuddling. I think she might love me a bit. Yeah, funny, isn't it? 4 grueling years of accountancy, and I end up getting work as a fish nanny. I took the job out of desperation after I graduated, but if I'm honest, it's kind of turned into my favourite thing. I used to drive my ex insane. I'd meet him for dinner and start talking about some drama between Lottie and Raymond, and he'd have to interrupt once he realised that I was talking about cow-nose rays in the coastal biomes exhibit and not humans. Yeah, he was kind of a dork. Anyway, these drawings, they're really good. I don't know anything about art, but I really like how you've captured them so thoroughly, but only using minimal pencil strokes. Is that the right word for it? Pencil strokes? Like paintbrush strokes? I tell you what, if you don't mind paying a little extra on top of your day pass, I could give you a tour of the back rooms. Show you the behind-the-scenes stuff. As long as you keep the flash off, you can take as many reference photos as you want. You'd have the opportunity to get some amazing close-ups. You kidding me? I'd love to. Better than standing here waiting for someone to show up and ask me a question. Especially with this ruddy purgatory music putting my brain to sleep. Yeah, come on, let's get you a ticket. Feels good to get away from that soundtrack. I swear to God, sometimes I hear it playing in my dreams. So, this is where all the fun stuff happens. Feedings, enrichment, medical examination, tank cleanings. Not so fun, that one. Where do you want to visit first? That lit up room there is where we make the food and schedule feeding rotations. Or over there's the recovery bay, where we keep sick or injured animals until it's safe enough to let them back into their exhibit. Not much to see there lately, thankfully. Just some anemones. Oh, maybe you'd like to see the reef tank from above? Yeah. Oh, look. Myrtle's come up to investigate us. She's our green sea turtle. Hello, my darling. I know you already ate, though. You won't fool me. Hey, be nice. Sorry about her. No, she didn't get your phone wet, did she? Good. Naughty thing. Be a good turtle. Look, pose for the camera. Yeah, she's about 70 years old now, 450 pounds. Loves eating Brussels sprouts and getting her shell brushed. Oh, sadly, I can't let you pet her. What if I could, though? I'm sure she'd adore you. God, I've spent hours cleaning algae off rocks and vacuuming up fish poo down here. At first I hated it, but then it kind of grew on me. It's peaceful, being able to just turn my brain off and scrub the flip out of a wall while listening to some Hawkwind and vibing with the fish. And before I know it, my section's clean. Oh, yeah, I have waterproof earbuds. Best purchase of my life. Feeding time's my favourite, though. It's a shame we just missed lunchtime. Well, I could have shown you. Suddenly, all these creatures are overjoyed to see you. We don't just sprinkle the food in and call it good, either. We have to hide morsels in the sand for the skates and rays to find, or sometimes we trickle food into a current so the fish can feel like they're chasing prey. Stuff like that. It keeps them active, makes them use their brains. Sometimes, if I've had a shockingly bad day, I'll toss a head of lettuce in there and watch the fish just mob it. Watch them rip it to shreds, pretend it's the head of one of my enemies, you know, cathartic. Oh, and the octopuses, oh man. No, you can't let octopuses get bored. You just can't. They're mischievous and they're smart. If you don't give them enough to do, they will find something to do. Oh, you know, they might do something silly, like try and get the lid off their tank so they can escape and go looking for midnight snacks. Yeah, it happened once. It was before I got hired here, but Dan tells that story all the time. One day he showed up and all the lumpfish were just gone. Then he follows this long, wet streak on the wall back to Marty's tank. Yeah, Marty was a giant Pacific octopus. I never met him, he died of old age before I showed up, but he's legendary. They can tell us apart, you know. They have favourites. It's kind of creepy in a way. I hope one never decides it hates me. And once one of the divers went on holiday, and when she came back, you'd have thought Marty thought she'd died or something. Feeding time happened, and he didn't even look at the food. He just climbed halfway out of the enclosure, trying to grab her arms and say hello. Anyway, octopuses can actually get really depressed and even start hurting themselves if they don't have enough enrichment, so we make sure they have plenty of things to play with. We'll hide their food inside closed jars or dog toys, anything they can sit with and examine, figure out how it works. All those little suction cups, they're not just for touching. They can smell and taste with them too, so we'll smear some fish oil on the toys and hopefully that keeps them occupied for a few hours. One day someone brought in a tugboat toy and stuffed it with shrimp so it looked like a kraken attack when the octopus dragged it down. It was pretty wicked. Yeah, once I lost my favourite scrubbing brush because an octopus fell in love with it. But once that happens, that's their brush now. You're not getting it back. Oh, sorry, I can talk about this stuff for literal hours if you let me. Did you have any questions? Oh, well, I'd be happy to tell you more. And did you visit the public feeding pool? Yeah, man, probably one of my favorite places, that. You know Gwen, who gives out the cups of shrimp? She can tell you all kinds of stories. I think she's been here even longer than Dan. She was there when a woman arranged a private otter feeding for her girlfriend's birthday. She had to write, "Will you marry me?" on one of the scallop shells. And when the girlfriend looked in the bucket, she started cry laughing. Yeah, I'll have to introduce you and have Gwen tell the story. She tells it so much better than I do. But God, isn't that adorable? Forget engagement rings. Give me something creative and thoughtful like that. Anyway, the feeding tank is also where we keep some of the younger animals until they're big enough to live safely in the reef. Right now it's mostly shovel-nose rays swimming around, but last week we put some juvenile golden kingfish in there, and guess what happened? The rays and the kingfish bonded. Don't ask me why. The rays are big, friendly guys. They wouldn't hurt the fish, but they can't really protect or provide anything for them either. I don't think the kingfish are getting anything out of the relationship either, but they follow the rays around non-stop. It's so cute. I think that's what I like the most about working here. There's always something new going on. I see at least one genuinely interesting thing every day. Taking care of these creatures all the time, you see drama, romance, breakups. God, the things I could tell you about the seagulls alone. And sometimes you get animals that just hang out together for no reason. They just stay that way for years. All you can be sure about is that they're inseparable and they've seen everything together. Anyway, have you been getting some good pictures? I'm glad. I hope your grandma likes them. I know you said not to worry about it, but I hope you liked the tour and I hope I didn't make it boring or anything while I was talking your head off. Yeah, I know, but I'm a bit of a nerd. People think it's weird, a grown man being obsessed with aquariums. My ex thought it was cute for about a week, but but then I'd notice his eyes glazing over, and I could just tell my words were going in one ear and out the other. You're a really good listener. I mean, I knew that already, but I forgot how nice it was talking with you. You ask fun questions, and you don't mind some silly guy flailing around getting excited about obscure tropical fish. Listen, I was wondering, after my shift is done, did you maybe want to get some food or something? Be my treat. I'd love it if you told me about some of the things you were interested in. And I'll be honest, I'm sort of dying to talk to you in a place where I'm allowed to swear. Wait, what? My girlfriend? No, I'm single. Astrid! Oh, good God. Don't scare me like that. Yeah, I'll have to let her down easy. Sturgeons are hardy fish, though. I'm sure she'll take it fine. But yes, a good question. I suppose it was quite relevant. And I guess if I asked you if you're single, the answer would also be yes. Excellent. Yeah, I was hoping for that. Still, can't believe I didn't recognize you right away. It just seems crazy to me now. I probably need to go back to my post, but do you want to give me your number? I'll message you when I'm off.